Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for the first Wednesday in the last month of the year 2022. Today is Wednesday, December 7th. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Try to quiet all of your background noise when the line is unmuted, especially for prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Parrish Rembert Sr.
Good evening, everyone, especially to my First Baptist Church family. We give God thanks for all that He has done and all He is doing for us all. And we just ask that He will continue to be with us and keep us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for this. One more time that You have allowed me to be in the prayer service. Father God, I thank You for this opportunity to lift up Your name and give You praises, because truly You are worthy of all of our praises. We thank You, Father God, for everyone on the line tonight, and we thank You for every family that is represented. And, Lord, we thank You for all that You have done and all You're doing for us right now, Lord. And we praise Your holy name. So, Lord God, we haven't done all that we should, or we're not doing all that we can. But, Lord, we thank You for what You have given us the strength and ability to do. And I pray, Father God, that You will continue to be with us and lead us and guide us all in the way that You would have us to go. I lift up the sick tonight and the bereaved families, asking You, Father God, to heal and comfort each and every one that stands in need this evening. Lord, I pray for Pastor Tucker. Pray, Lord, that You will continue to be with him. Though his days is drawing near for him to ride off into the sunset. But, Lord God, we thank You for the time that he has spent with us. Lord, because, Father God, because I know that he has done so much for mankind, not only in First Baptist, but all everywhere he go. And I thank You for him, Lord God, and I ask You to continue to watch over and keep him. Only as You can. I pray for the ones who make it possible that we can be on the air tonight. And I ask You, Lord God, to bless each and every one. Lord, we just thank you because, Lord, we can't do nothing without You. We need You at all times for everything. And I pray, Father God, that You will continue to just be with us. Lord, there are people who are homeless tonight. Because for one reason or the other, Father God, we ask that You provide for them. And Lord God, they are in disaster areas, war-torn areas. Lord God, we ask that You protect and provide only as You can. But we thank You for all that You've done and all that You are doing. And Lord, and I pray for our young people. Ask You, Lord God, to keep them, protect them. Lord God, the devil is trying to destroy us. But Lord, I know that the devil can only do so much. But Father God, we just thank You for what You've already done for us. And we praise Your holy name tonight. And I ask You that You bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Bessie Best.
Good evening, First Baptist family. I will be reading Psalms 1. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law, is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God's word for the people of God.
Deaconess Naomi Rembert will now lead us in prayer.
Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Please pray with me. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and he pitied my every groan. As long as I live and trouble arise, I will hasten to his throne. Almighty God, our Father, we come to you right now on these airwaves just to give you thanks and praise. We lift you up, Lord God, because you are worthy of all of our praise. We pray, Lord God, for what you've done for us, what you're doing for us right now, and what you will do, Lord God. We thank you for all those blessings. We pray, O God, for the sick and the shut-in, not only First Baptist, but all over the land, Lord God. Heal where healing is needed, Lord God. You know their needs, so we just leave it up to you. And we lift you up and say, God Almighty, thank you for your power to heal. We pray, Lord God, for the bereaved families all over the world. Pray for my cousin and her family, Lord God, who lost a loved one on December 1st. Be with them, Lord God. Comfort them, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that nothing on earth is too good for you to do. I know you'll be with them, Lord God, through this bereavement period. We pray, O God, for your tender mercies and love and care for our youth. Be with them, Lord God, as they travel to and fro from school. Lord God, they are tempted on every hand, but watch over them, Lord God. Be with them. Build up a generation of young people, Lord God, who will not be afraid to testify that you are God, and we love you so much. Lord God, we pray for the speaker tonight. Give him a word, Lord God, that will touch our hearts and set our souls on hallelujah fire. We pray for our pastor, Lord God, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. Continue to lead and guide him, Lord God. He's been our shepherd for 46 years. So continue, Lord God, to give him the wisdom and understanding to guide his people along the way. Lord God, we lift you up, we praise you, and we bless your holy name. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. Deacon Cecil Dryden will now lead us in prayer.
Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We're going to serve him with gladness. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much today. You woke us all up and gave us another opportunity to praise your holy and divine name. I just want to just thank you. Thank you so much for the chance, another chance of life, another day to praise you. It's an honor, Lord Jesus, when you can talk about you and praise you anytime. I just want to also, Lord, just say thank you so much for our wonderful pastor, Deacon Frank D. Tucker, and Minister Lisa Tucker, and the rest of their family, and give them the honor and the glory, and continue to protect them, lead them, and guide them as they continue to do the service work for you, Father. Father, I also have any of my deacon brothers who are down and not feeling well or need you, Father, please pick them, heal them, and let them feel better. I love you, Lord, so much. I praise you and honor you. I'm just a humble servant coming to you, asking to just continue to lead and guide me, Lord Jesus. Let me continue to do thy work for you, because I enjoy it so much. Father, I just want to say thank you for your grace and your mercy, your love and your understanding. Father, you brought us a mighty long ways, and bless all the members in the First Baptist Church and friends. We get on this line every Wednesday night just to praise you and honor you. And I can just imagine that smiles is on people's face when they get an opportunity just to be in the temple with you, Father. Just love you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Just thank you for life. Thank you for another opportunity just to praise you. Give you just the love and understanding that we need from you, Father. Every day is a new journey. Please, those who are afflicted or just need a second chance is already done, Father. I know you've already done it, so I just want to say thank you. Thank you for what you have already done for so many of us. We don't even know yet. Father, it's just a wonderful day just to praise you, to be humble, to love you, to honor you, to give you the glory. Because it's without you, we're nothing. We do all things because of you. And we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Because this is a wonderful day to praise you. And that's every day. Just to call your name. Just to say thank you. Just to say we love you. And just to say, Lord, we let thy will be done and not ours. So, Father, I just want to say we love you. We adore you. And we want to continue to do thy work. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, the Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III. Not the first, not the second, but the third. And I believe that's a whole message in itself. Reverend Young is the executive assistant to our very own pastor, Frank D. Tucker.
Chosen me. Thank thee, O God, for this time that we have together. We thank thee, O Lord, for your breath that you have given unto us, the eternal stamp that you have planted upon all of us. We thank you, God, for the opportunity that we have to come together in prayer and praise, thanking you just for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder through prayers that you are a God who knows exactly what we need and gives it when we need it. So, Lord, tonight as we have come together, we pray, God, that you will continue to not just meet our needs, but help us. Help us to realize that this world is so much bigger and it needs your grace. So thank you, God, for allowing us to be your tangible hands of love, of laughter, of life, to to those who need light in this dark world. Holy Spirit, have your way. And thank you for all that we have shared thus far. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Certainly grateful tonight to be here with you, my brothers and my sisters, all of FBC family. Thank God for Pastor Tucker and those who provided the opportunity just to share on tonight. We don't want to, as the preacher said, don't want to hold you too long, but we are grateful for the prayers that have already gone ahead, for the songs, for the scripture that's been read, and certainly for the instructions and the leading throughout tonight. Thank God for Sister Tinsley and all those who serve on this particular ministry, that we could meet on Wednesdays to pray and to thank God just for who God is. Sunday, I was blessed by the worship experience, sincerely blessed. From the music, from the message. Reverend Robinson shared that wonderful story that we know, but we often take for granted. I couldn't help but thinking after, that powerful sermon on Sunday about Mary. I thought about tonight, asked the Lord what to share on tonight. And, this is not a sermon, but just thoughts, musings, if you will. And the thought I have is, the intersection of destiny and duty. At the intersection of destiny and duty, Mary fascinates me, y'all. Because in Luke chapter 1, she's minding her business. I'm not going to go over the whole thing, but just she's minding her business. An angel comes to her and says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was troubled at those words. I think it's interesting, but I probably would have been troubled myself just at the appearance of the angel and not exactly at what they said. But she's troubled by the words, and it's like, what's going on? The angel tells her to not be afraid, that God needs her. Of course, Mary asks a question that most of us will ask, well, how in the world am I going to give birth to a son? Because I've never been in that place, never, had those activities. I'm a virgin. And the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. She said, and then the Holy Spirit, excuse me, the angel says, that Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. Mary's response, "I'm the Lord's servant. May your word be to me fulfilled." Then the angel left her. I love verse 39 because Mary got all her stuff ready. She packed that bag so quick and got up out of there. She had to go see, because it's one thing for God to say that this is going to happen, and another thing to see it. It's not that Mary did not believe, but she wanted to see exactly what the Lord was up to. In this season, you and I are able to see the handwriting of God. We can see what God is doing. We know. We see the Christmas decorations. We see, the shopping. We see the gifts under the tree. We see that. And we have the benefit of already going through, or the benefit of being at history and understanding what God has already done. But imagine Mary at that time, who has no idea exactly what's going on. All she knows is that God wants to use her. My brothers and my sisters, God wants to use you. The intersection of destiny and duty is a responsibility for every believer to trust God at God's word. Even though we may not know what's going to happen, we still trust God at God's word. Mary gives what has come to be known as the Magnificat. After she visits with her cousin Elizabeth, and she goes, she rushes to see her, and at the greeting, the baby John leaped for joy in the womb of Elizabeth, and Elizabeth shouts out, "Blessed are you among women." And then in verse 45, she says, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Even Mary's cousin, her kin, knows that Mary trusts in the Lord. Mary, in response, gives this song that we have titled the Magnificat. She says, "My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he's been mindful of the humble state of his servant." She sings. She gives praise unto God. When I think about all that God has done and all that God even assigns in life, sometimes those assignments come with us fretting the actual assignment. Mary gives praise unto God, and her praise is intelligent. Praise should always be intelligent. Praise should always point towards something. Praise should always point toward a God who knows exactly what God is doing, even though we may not. At the intersection of destiny and duty, I would that you would just examine a few things with us as Mary praises. Within her praise is an understanding of the requirement, because she says, I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled to me. This is the requirement that it says. She says yes. It reminds us that even at the intersection of destiny and duty, that there are times in our lives where we don't know what God is doing. As a matter of fact, if you just look at Mary's life, Mary was in the second phase of her marriage unto Joseph, the betrothal phase, where everything had just been about done except for the wedding and the wedding celebration. Now, I do need y'all to understand that the wedding celebration was a party. They got down for about a week or so celebrating. All that had not taken place yet. And the angel of God says that this is going to happen. Mary is in another space of mind, another state of mind. She thinks that she's going to get married and going to live a normal Jewish life. That's what she thinks. But God had something else in mind. There are so many on this call tonight that God had something else in mind for you. You thought your life was going to go one way, and yet God met you right there at the intersection of destiny and duty. And when God does that, it's a requirement for all of us to understand that all we need to do is say yes. When God gives us an assignment, when God has something for us to do, then God will always equip us with what we need to be able to complete the assignment. You thought that you couldn't handle it because it seemed like too much. The job seemed like it was too much. The ministry assignment seemed like it was too much. The assignment and the status in your family seems like it's too much because it's too much responsibility, and yet it is exactly there where God has placed you to be a blessing even unto others, a vessel of God's greatness and his blessings to be able to flow through you. It's an amazing thing to stand at the intersection of destiny and duty and to realize that God requires more of you. You know, in this season, God is requiring more of you. God is requiring for you to step up. God is requiring for you to speak up. God is requiring for you to be like Romans, where Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of God. I'm not ashamed of God. I'm not ashamed to be able to stand and say that I serve a great and awesome God. We get real quiet around Christmas time, hanging the Christmas decorations and buying the trees and all that kind of stuff, instead of being loud and letting people know that we are required to let somebody know that the gifts we're buying are not because we have the money, but because God has blessed us with the greatest gift in the world. The gold, the frankincense, the myrrh, those gifts that were befitting of the king are the same reasons why you and I are able to do what we do during this time of the year, but we do it with a purpose in mind. There's a requirement. Mary's praise gives a requirement, but also Mary's praise reveals something to us, y'all. It does. She says, from now on, generation will call me blessed. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. Here we go. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. Oh, my. If I was in those categories, I would get scared at that Mary's prayer, Mary's song, because it points to something that, here she is at the intersection of destiny and duty, and what she's saying is there's a requirement, but also that God is revealing something, or God has revealed something unto me. And when you stand at that place, God will reveal to you too. What is the revelation here? This is what Jesus is going to do. This is what he's going to do. He's going to deal with those who are prideful, and also for those who are not, he gives provision. He's going to bring down rulers from their thrones. He's going to fill the hungry with good things and send the rich away empty. If you don't know, then maybe you ought to look to Georgia, where right now, I don't know about you. I know people have been talking about Deion Sanders and him going to Colorado and leaving Jackson State, but I'm glad that God has already had a work in Georgia. If you don't think that's God not bringing down rulers from their thrones and lifting up the humble, I don't know. And if that's the kind of thing that God does, then we know that God reveals, and that's what God does. When God gives you an assignment, he'll also reveal unto you what exactly is going to happen in the assignment. Maybe not every step of the way, but he's going to let you know that he's got you covered. That's what he did unto Mary. And in this season, God is revealing much. I wake up sometimes, not just with the praise on my lips, but also my heart is full because I know that each day holds with it not just joy and triumph for some, but sorrow for others. Because this world does not offer mercy. This world does not offer help. This world does not offer salvation. Only God does those things. And when God gives us assignments, when we live out this life, God reveals unto us that as we're going through, that he has everything taken care of. Put not your trust in those in the government. Put not your trust in those who are in power. Put your trust in one who has all power, because God is in charge of it all. Doesn't mean we don't vote. It doesn't mean that we don't even protest. But what it does mean is that we believe that God has revealed unto us the greatest gift, and that is Jesus Christ. That's why we call him the Wonderful Counselor. That's why we call him the Prince of Peace. The government is on his shoulders, and he is an everlasting God. God revealed unto Mary, and that's why Mary can say, I'm blessed. I hope that you right now can even say, you're blessed. You're not blessed because that big box you see under the tree that's gift wrapped all night that you can't wait to get into on December 25th. You're blessed because you've already gotten the greatest gift of all, and that is salvation by one who knew exactly what you were going through at the exact time you were going through and saved you right as you were because you believed in the power of his name and are being sustained by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. At the intersection of destiny and duty, this phrase, a phrase that reminds us of our requirement, it reveals God, but it also lets us know that God remembers us. Yes, God does. As we live this life, it does seem like sometimes God forgets, but God does not forget. What's that song that was sang so long ago? I think it was by Tone. God has not forgot. This prayer or this song that Mary sings, this Magnificat, this my soul magnifies the Lord. That word magnifies from a Greek word which means to make or declare great. She's saying that all of her is washed over her, and her soul is making great the name of the Lord. And when she gets to the end in verse 54, she says, he has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. If you flip back to the Old Testament, you go back to Hannah's prayer, where she asked God just to remember her, that she would have a child, and she did. And God remembered her, and Hannah prayed almost the same thing. In 1 Samuel 2, she says, the Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust, lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seeks them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor. The Lord remembers you all. He remembers. He knows what you've been going through. He remembers. He remembers his promise of mercy unto you when you experienced times that there seemed to be no mercy earlier in the year. When you were grieving at the beginning of the year, God said, I'm going to replace that grief with joy instead of despair. You are going to laugh. God remembers. And even at this time of the year where we remember those who we've lost and remember those who may be less fortunate than us, we know that God remembers too. So that's why he's given us these moments at the intersection of destiny and duty to assign us a job, to be able to be those tangible hands of love, grace, and mercy. Why? Because God remembers. it's hard for us as believers to just sit inside the walls of the church and do nothing except for lift holy hands. But after lifting holy hands on Sunday, if we don't get out and do something, then how can God remember those who are the poor and the oppressed? That's what Jesus came to do. He even said in Luke that he has come to set the captives free. God remembers. If he remembered Hannah, he remembered Mary in her lowly state. He remembered ancient Israel, and he will remember you in all that you've gone through. When you prayed to God in the midnight hour, he remembers, and he will answer your prayer. He knows what you're going through. He knows that you got surgery. He knows the doctor has looked at your chart. He knows what's happening, and he also knows that he himself is Jehovah Rophi. He's the healer. He knows that they've been talking about you on your job, and yet he also knows that you're also due for a promotion. He knows what you need when you need it. He knows that you've been crying and struggling, and yet the Bible lets us know that the God we serve is the kind of God that wipes every tear away from your eyes. Because God remembers. At the intersection of destiny and duty, this is where we are. It is this time of the year. It comes every year as God allows. And as we do what we do, we have to remember that we stand at the intersection of destiny and duty, that we will do as the Lord has called us to do. And that is to make the name of Jesus great, because that's why we celebrate this year. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Not the red bows, not the beautifully wrapped Christmas presents, not the eggnog or spiked eggnog, but Jesus Christ. That's what he's given us. And the intersection of destiny and duty allows for us to have the requirements to know that God reveals and that God remembers us. So this Christmas season, make sure you shout loud, Jesus is the reason for the season. That's our calling. That's our assignment. May God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. I am so glad that God knows me, knows what I need. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. I can just go ahead and give him a praise and thank you in advance. I want to remind you that the lines will be unmuted, so please try to quiet all background noise. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Reverend Young and his message.
Thank you.
We have a few announcements before proceeding with the remainder of our prayer service. The first one comes from Dana Anderson. She wants you to know that the Pastor's Commemoration Committee cordially invites you to be a part of our upcoming season of celebration event in honor of our pastor. Mark your calendars and join us at our hybrid service, worship service, this Sunday, December 11th at 10 a.m. for a service of recognition and appreciation sponsored by our outreach ministry. And if you recall, our outreach ministry will be providing gifts for approximately 125 youth from the DMV area, and all of the gifts will be in honor of Reverend Tucker. Persons who have paid for their pastor's appreciation and birthday gala tickets in full may pick up their tickets at the conclusion of Sunday's worship service. Members of the commemoration committee are available at every service to receive your payments for ads for our keepsake souvenir journal and installments or full payments for your gala tickets. The deadline for ads is December 31st, and please remember that all tickets must be paid in full by February 12th, 2023. If you have any questions, please call Sister Dana Anderson at 202-524-0749. Again, that number for Sister Dana Anderson is 202-524-0749. For all current and future First Baptist Church youth leaders, Sister Karima Robertson and Brother Leroy Wade would like you to know that now is the perfect time for us to try to put our heads together to discuss the best way to serve our youth. And they want you to know that you are much needed. You have some type of expertise, experience, knowledge, or wisdom that is needed to share with our youth ministry. There will be a Zoom call on Tuesday, December 19th at 7 p.m. The link will be sent closer to the date. Look in your email for information from Sister Karima Robinson. And speaking of our youth, we have a prayer request from, give me a minute. We have a prayer request from the stands, and I apologize. Here it is. The Spann family is asking for prayers of traveling mercy and protection over Sister Naya Spann, who is daughter of Deacon Thomas and Deaconess Sharon Spann, and the granddaughter of Judy Spann. Sister Naya will be traveling with her scholars program to Vietnam January 13th through the 20th. Then 2 days later, she will be traveling to Paris to study abroad until mid-May 2023. Please pray for her and all of our young people as they venture near and far to take advantage of the wonderful opportunities that God has so graciously blessed them to have. So, yes, we will definitely be praying for Sister Naya Spann. She is the firstborn daughter of, again, Deacon Thomas Spann and Deaconess Sharon Spann. So congratulations to Sister Naya and all of her accomplishments, and we look forward to hearing all about her travels. We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Young.
Thank you once again, Sister Tinsley, for all those announcements. We just have a few more to put before you. Please make sure that you're reading the pastor's letter that's been sent out with everything that we have going on right now, all the things that we need to claim our attention. Once again, this Sunday coming, December 11th, Christmas blessings is also our Youth Emphasis Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. in person and online. Our guest preacher for the occasion will be Reverend Tamika Nicole Giroux. She's from 10th Memorial Baptist Church, Philadelphia. And, of course, we know she's been at First Baptist Church before, so we're praying for her as she comes. and also for the service where we'll be giving out the gifts and honoring Pastor Tucker. Please make sure you pay attention to the announcement about new officers of clubs and organizations for next year, 2023. All those clubs and organizations need to provide the names of newly elected officers for 2023 by calling the church office. So we have short time. Make sure that you do so. Christmas Eve, Saturday, December 24th at 8 o'clock p.m., the Hawthorne Players and Music Ministry will present Countdown to Christmas on all First Baptist Church virtual platforms. It's a wonderful production filled with humor, heart, and the Holy Spirit that tells the birth of our Savior. So you want to be able to see that and see those individuals in the church. You're going to look at the screen and say, oh, I know them. Oh, my goodness, they just doing so good. And they have. It's been a wonderful production, and we're excited about airing it on the 24th at 8 o'clock a.m. Once again, it's all virtual. So you can go to the FBC website, Facebook, or YouTube on December 24th, 8 o'clock p.m., and tune in for that. Christmas Day is Sunday. December 25th is Sunday this year, and of course we will be in worship, 10 o'clock a.m. We will be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in person and virtually. FBC Music Ministry will gift us with songs, and our very own senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frankie Tucker, he will be bringing the Christmas message. Please continue to pray for the sick and shut-in members. We're praying for Deaconess Mickens. She's going through a cataract surgery on tomorrow. We're also saying the healing prayers for Deacon Bruce and Deaconess Brenda Roberson and their son. And also we're praying for Deacon Daryl Harris's brother, Ronald Harris. We're praying for our bereaved families. We're sending our love, sympathy to Sister Carolyn Braxton and her entire family, and the transitioning of her brother, Mr. William Braxton. And we're also sending out our love and prayers to Mr. Willie Wilson, and family in the transitioning of their son, Michael Wilson. The arrangements are pending. Make sure that you stay safe. Keep those masks up. All right. Coronavirus variants are not over. And we want to also send a reminder out to all that when you're in worship service, when you come into the church, please make sure you keep your mask on. We're trying to do all that we can. We know that we're getting vaccinated and all that, but we're still trying to be as safe as possible. So if you come in inside the church, make sure that you're going to come and get those temperature checks, and you keep that mask on. Thank you very much. Please pay attention to all that's already been said, the prayers for so many people, those traveling far, and we've been traveling near for this Christmas season. We are praying for you. We thank God. We continue to pray for our pastor, Pastor Tucker, as he is doing what he does, pastoring the people, working hard for not just the kingdom of God eternal, but certainly for the local branch of Zion. Continue to pray for him and his family also. Now let's take a moment before we pray together to lift up prayers, your prayer concerns, all those things that are on your minds, your hearts and lines, to be open for 20 seconds for you to be able to do that.
This is a reminder to please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted.
Reverend Nancy Knight, all the ministers, the First Baptist Ministry of the Nation, the new senator, everybody, everyone.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We come humbly tonight, God, giving you thanksgiving and praise. Thanking you for the season, a reminder for us to show forth our praise unto you and to not keep quiet about the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, but also the greatest blessing, and that is the birth of your Son, Jesus the Christ. This Advent season, it's a season full of peace and joy, hope and love. So we pray, God, that you would allow us to show those things as we walk amongst the world as light in the midst of a dark world, shining our lights for you, allowing your Holy Spirit to work through us, God, to accomplish your work and your will. So many things are before us. Our church family, Lord, is in need of prayer. We're praying for those who have lost their loved ones, God. We're praying for those who are sick and afflicted. We're praying for those, Lord, who are going through right now from COVID to cancer to all kinds of issues, to mental health issues. We're praying for those who are bodies are racked with pain, those who have heart issues, those who've had strokes, those, Lord God, who are crying out, Lord, because they've just gone to the doctor and they felt a little bad and the doctor laid something on them that they had no idea that they would ever hear out of a doctor's mouth. And yet, Lord, we're praying for them because we know that you are a healer. We know that you have healing power and virtue, God. You did it in the Bible, Lord. As the woman crawled with the issue of blood, she crawled and touched the hem of your garments, and your power, healing virtue was released from you, Lord Jesus. And we pray right now by the sweet power of the Holy Spirit that, Lord, that you would give us exactly what we need to continue to believe in that wonder-working power, because we know that you can do it, and we know that you will. We're praying, Lord God, for those who will be traveling. We've heard the request from the Span family, Lord God, and thank you for the opportunities that you provide. Now, keep, Lord God, this young lady, keep her, Lord God, as they travel. Keep, Lord God, as they go from place to place, different countries, Lord God, with different laws and different kinds of cultures. But I pray, God, for a wonderful learning experience, but I also pray for your hedge of protection, Lord God, around that no weapon formed against them would be able to prosper, Lord God, that they'd be able to walk in prosperity and fullness, Lord, because they serve you and they are acting on the opportunities that you give. So we thank you once again for a bright light shining in different parts of the world, and we ask and pray for your protection. Lord, we thank you because we know you're good. We pray for our pastor, Pastor Tucker. Pray, Lord God, that you would keep him, strengthen him, give him the wisdom that he stands in need of. Thank you, God, for all that he does. Thank you for these 46 years. Thank you for being able to celebrate. Thank you, God, that he still gets excited about you and excited about your word and excited about worship and excited about your people and serving your people. Thank you, Lord God, for his family. Continue to bless Minister Tucker. Bless all of his family, Lord God, in different parts of the country. Keep as only you can, God. We pray for every member of First Baptist Church. One by one, name by name, household by household, because only you know our hearts, only you know our thoughts, Lord. We bring every thought, Lord God, obedient and submissive unto you, and we seek your face each and every day, God, that as we walk in this world, you would give us what we stand in need of to continue to bear the Christian witness that we trust in you. Thank you for your favor, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for remembering us. Thank you for your love. We pray, God, that you would continue to strengthen this church and all that is before it, God. We know, Lord, that you are always in control. So, God, have your way. Let your will be done. We thank you and we love you. We pray for those who are less fortunate, those, Lord God, who are struggling, those on the periphery of society, who those in power don't care about, but we know that you do because you see us all. Give us what we need to serve, God, and to show forth your love, your grace, peace, and mercy, and your care. We thank you. We magnify you. We worship you. We love you. These and all of the prayers we pray in the blessed, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. May the Lord grant us all his holy and divine peace. God bless you all.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for December 7th. We thank you for joining, and we would like to also remind you that if you have a word, scripture, song, prayer, testimony to share before the end of the year, to please get in contact with Deacon or Deaconess Rembert, Deaconess Tolliver, Deacon and Deaconess Roberson, Reverend Young, Sister Darlene Williams, or even myself, we would love to hear what God has placed on your heart before the end of the year. Please be mindful of all announcements made by myself and Reverend Young tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music.